We have two short sugyas today. The first is Bifnei Beis Din. It's not a chiddush that Gevias Mamin is only can't be Tavei Mamin in Beis Din. Prat L'Maychin Nechasav Akka Chaylch LeBeis Din. So Gemara first wants to say it's coming to be Mayit. Someone who sells nechasim v'akach ha'elch lebezin. Shmami na lova u'machin nechasav v'akach ba lebezin and bezin gaidu lai mehen. Is that true? That if you sell your nechasim v'yano shibudim? Can't be. Ela prat lebezin had yaitis. The chiddush is not b'fnei bezin, like the Gemara thought initially. The chiddush is b'fnei bezin. That you need for all of the dinim of mammon to apply, you need a real bez, not a bezin of edyaitis. So what we're saying is that there's some case which the Mishnah is excluding. That there are some cases which, when you have only bati dinim of edyaitis, which is bizman hazeh, it's excluded and it can't be done. What's the case? Which case are we excluding? We know most dinim mammonis we are done bizman hazeh. So what is the Mishnah coming to exclude? So that's the kasha of Tosis Prat. Tosis says that there's nothing in the Mishnah that's excluded. Why do we exclude that we don't dan unless you have a bezin of smuchim? So Tosis says, Dine Knossos, he brings from Rashi. Let's see Tosis. Prat, lebezin had yaitis. The bezin of yaitis is not good enough. What's it not good enough for? Leinyan dinei knasos. It's not good enough for knasos. For taisvus. Avagad demesnisin layari the knasos. Our Mishnah, our Bavis Nezikin, is not even talking about knasos like the Madiyamat and Ashola Ragle Mavalishinai. So, Bazai, what are you telling me? Only bezin shalad yaitis, parat le bezin shalad yaitis. All the cases of our Mishnah, bezin shalad yaitis, could judge. So Taisus Makom Akan, Mirames Lano Atana b'Masnis and Afilu b'Mili D'Loy Ayri B'Reisha. The Tana is saying things, even things that don't say in the Reisha. Ochanami Farsh B'Samach Al Piyedim Prat Lameidu Knas Gakach Bo Edim, which is not there. So Taisus says that this Prat L'Dinei Adyaitis has nothing to do with the first Mishnah, because all the dinim of the first Mishnah we are Dam Bizman Azeh. So Yishtei Klar and Taisus. And that's what the Ktzais we're going to get to is Diuk from this Taisus is. That from this Taisus we see that all of the cases in Mishnah Aleph, and Daf Bezam and Aleph, all those we are Dam Bizman Hazeh, because none of them are Knossos. So Taisus says, Parat Lebeza Shalad Yaitis is telling us something that's not in the Mishnah. I feel me the way I read the Reish. It's telling us, Stamazai, Yediyah Ba'alma, that there are certain dinei taira that you can only have by a bezin shel mumchin, and it excludes bezin shel hadyaitis. This is the chiddush of Taisus, and we'll come back to it in a few minutes. First, I'd like to learn with you the first din in Chayshe Mishpat, Siman Aleph. The first halacha in the very beginning of Chayshe Mishpat, not a well-known halacha, and that's the chiddush of this gemara, pratna the dinei the Bezin Hedyaitis, which is really a sugya in Sanhedrin. And then we'll come back and see what our sugya contributes to that discussion. Now, the first thing you should know is that only a Bezin Shal Smuchin has a right to paskin min ha-Torah, any din Torah, anything. Whether it's any type of dinei mominis or gerus, all of these things, you need a bezin shal smuchin. Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yeshua and to the Shimon Zakenim, and Yeshua passed on the smicha, and the smicha continued. There were tanoim who had smicha. In the time of the Mishnah, there were still smichas. And after the dar of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and his five talmidim who had smicha, after that, during the period of the tanoim, smicha was bottled. Smicha is only ish b'pnei ish. The Romans succeeded in stopping the smicha. And starting from the time of the Gemara and on, it was batla ha-smicha. The smicha was batla gam. Now, if smicha is batal, and you can only pass in dinei Torah if you have smicha, so how could there be dinei Torah after the time of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, shlichusayu dekamoi koavdinan, that in order that there not be a bittel of dinei mominis by Klal Yisrael, the last generation of smuchin set up a system where they made hedyotos until the smichel come back, or Yonavi will come, the smichel will be reinstituted. Until then, they made all the hedyotos shluchim to paskin dinei mamin, but not all dinei mamin. And that's where this sugya comes in. There's a limitation. The only dinim that were allowed to paskin bizman hazeh, I say paskin, I mean in the derech of din Torah, to force people to pay. The only dinim that were allowed to paskin bizman hazeh is a din that's motzui, that's shchiach, dinim that are shchiach, v'yesh bahem chesaron kis. Those are the two conditions. That bizman hazeh, there's a koyach bezdin for dabar ha-motzui, for a type of din Torah that's shchiach, a type of hezek that's not shchiach. There's no need to make shlichasayu because it doesn't affect the tzibur so much. Only a din that's shchiach, and only a din that's yesh by chisar and kis. Only a din that is chisar and kis. Let's say kefil. To pay kefil, there's no chisar and kis if you don't get kefil. So that they didn't make shlichasayu. They didn't say that you could do. So only there are two conditions that are needed to be able to pass the bizman hazeh, that it's shliach, and that it's yesh bei chesaron kis. Now yesh bei chesaron kis is the easy condition, and shliach is the hard one. I'll explain. Yesh bei chesaron kis excludes every knas. The knosis, we don't pass in knosis bizman hazeh. And that's the kachim advarim. If you're going to go to a bezin and try to be teveya kefil, or try to be teveya dal dehei, or try to be teveya shloshim shaleved, or the money of a mitzi shemra, or mefata, all these things, bezin doesn't paskin bezman hazeh. Knosis we don't paskin. That half is the easier half, the easier cloud. And that's a knas, we don't paskin. Chatzi nezek a knas. We'll have a sugya later. Pavinis knas. But anything that's a knas, we don't paskin bizman hazeh. If it's not a knas, so do we automatically paskin it? So then we have the other condition. Only something that's shchiach, only something that's common, a common type of hezek, we do paskin. And if it's not shchiach, if it's not a common type, so we don't have this Kabbalah Shlichasayu Kavdinon, and therefore we would not paskin. I'd like to go through a few of the cases that the Pesukim talk about, whether we're dam bizman hazeh. Now, before we start, you have to understand that you're mechuyev to pay. If you're ma'azik someone, you have to pay even if it's lo shchiach. We're talking now about this Gemara, b'fnei bezdin, the koyach of bezdin. If you're mazik somebody, you have to pay even if it's not shchiach. Even if your animal is mazik through a, what we'll have to talk about, which may, let's say keren, which is lo shchiach, that's him, there's a chiyuv to pay. The question only is if bezdin has a kayach to be tevei. If someone could be tevei, you to bezdin. That is the nidah. So let's talk about a few of the cases that in Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph there's a discussion of. The first is Chavolois. Chavolois is a person who's mazik a person. A person who hits someone else, whether b'mezid or b'shegig, is chayiv dina de gemara, is chayiv nezek, tzar, ribui, shavis, and bashis. You have to pay chamisha dvar. If you're mazik another human being, Adam shehizik Adam. The din of the Gemara is that you have to pay. Gemara says in Sanhedrin that chavalois lo shchichi. Chavolas are not shchiach. And bisman hazeh, if you're mazik another human being, whether the person hits him deliberately, or whether the person gets into an accident and hurts the person, whatever the case is, it says chavolos lo shchichi, and therefore bisman hazeh we're not dan adam shechavol ba'adam. Zok the Rambam. Afal pikein, you have to pay ripui and sheves. Ripui is doctor bills, and sheves with the amount of parnasa that you caused him to lose. He couldn't go to work, and he lost his parnasa. Ripui and sheves, you have to pay bisman hazeh. It doesn't have force. Yeah, we're talking all everything today. We're talking about what bezin could be cut. Bezdin can make cheshbonos. Bezdin can't do something that's ein b'chasar and kiss. If it's not replacing a lost money, then they don't.
Qualified to make
cheshbonos? Let's say somebody breaks someone else's car, they can say how much a car is worth. Yeah. So ripui and sheves you do pay. So here it's like a riddle. What's shown in the Rambam? Nezek and Tsar, you don't pay. Ripui and Sheves, you do pay. How could that be? Either it's Shriach, or it's not Shriach. If it's Shriach, you should have to pay all, everything. Baishas, maybe you hold it. If you hold Baishas or Knas, you don't pay Baishas. But you should have to pay everything. If it's not Shriach, you should pay nothing. It's a very difficult Rambam to understand. The Beis Yosef asks that what's the pshat in the Rambam? In the Rambam, the rule is if it's not shchiach, we don't force you to pay. If it is shchiach, we do. So the Rambam, Gemara says chavolos and not shchiach. So nezek and tsar are not shchiach, and sheves and ripui are shchiach. What's pshat? It's a dover pellet. It's like a. It's a riddle to understand the Rambam. The truth is, it's a logic riddle. You can figure out an answer, at least for Nezek. You can figure out an answer. How could it be that Nezek is not Shriach and Sheves and Ripoy is Shriach? What? If there was no Nezek. If you think about it, most injuries, Bizman Azeh, are injuries that involve ripoy or sheves, but not nezek. What's nezek? Nezek is, let's say a person loses a limb. We say, how much is an eved worth with the limb? How much is an eved worth without the limb? Nezek is a permanent disability in the functioning of the human being. That's what nezek is. That there's some type of a permanent loss of use of an eved. So the Urim V'Tumim shot in the Rambam. Chavolos that cause a permanent disability is not shchiach. Like not shchiach. But stam chavolos, if somebody hurts someone else and he has to go to the hospital, stam chavolos, that is shchiach. So stam chavolos, which involve sheves and ripui, are shchiach, and you judge with man as it. Mashenke nezek, which is a chavola that brings a permanent injury to a person, that's lo shchiach, and that will not dam bizman hazeh.
And in that case, you wouldn't pay ripui and sheves either.
So I think in that case, I was the mistum. You would pay ripui and sheves in that case.
Well, once you're not doing nezek, maybe you shouldn't do any of them. The whole not.
It's mistaver that it's mistaver that ripui is always is only once ripui shchiach should be shchiach in all cases. It should be done in all cases. On Sheves, you do Sheves in all cases. Nezek, you don't do Nezek in the case with his.
What's
what?
What's
so what about Tsar? That the Dorim Tum doesn't say. I'm not sure. There's a Madiyomer Nachayvel at Tsar's name. Is it Knas? Is there a Madiyomer that way? He explains the difference between Nezek and Ripui and Shavuos. What?
It's
not Chasar Mammon, right. So is it? And Achayvul is the sugya of Shchiach and Avdina Shil Chasayu is in some Pei Dalar Amid Beis in India. And Gemara says, Rapapa Agva Arba Mea Zuzi Labaishas. Rapapa Mun Mundain Baishas. Shoshach Le'Rav Chista. Rav Nachman Shoshach Le'Rav Chista. Chista Knosa Kamagdis Babavel. Alright, so a kaponim could be that tzar is different. What? I'm not sure. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure if tzar is also knossa because it's not chasar and kis, or if the tzar itself is called like chasar and kis. But kaponim, this is the geder of chavolois that were done bisman hazeh, so we're done ripui and we're done. Ripui and Sheves, we're not done. Dine Chavolos, Dine Nezikin. That's the first. The second is Gezelos. Are we done Gezela Bizman Hazeh? So, this is already a Shaila. The Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to say that Gezelos are not Shriach, are Gezelos Shriach. Gezelos HaShriach. I think so, no? Maybe in time of the Mishnah there weren't Shriach. The Mishnah says Gezelos V'chavolos B'Gimel. The Gemara says that it needs Gimel Shel Mumchim. That Gezelos HaShriach are Loi Shrichi, and it needs Mumchim. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says that's only, even though the Mishnah says Gezelos V'Chavolos and not Shriach, that's only Gezelos She'al Yedei Chavolos. It's only Gezelos which comes through a human being being Mazik another human being. But Stam Gezelos is Shriach. And Stam Gezelos we are done Bizman Hazeh. The Marsha says on Taisis, and this is all the Ktsais of Kot and Gimel. Marsha says, what do you mean? The Mishnah says, Gezelos V'Chavolos. The Mishnah is talking about two different things, Gezelos and Chavolos. So the Marsha says, in this Mana Mishnah, they were not done Gezelos, only through Mumchim. The Mishnah isn't talking this Mana, the Mishnah. They were done Gezelos only through Mumchim. Tosis means Bizman Hazeh. Tosis means to say that nowadays, Stam Gezelos we judge, and Gezelos Shaideh Chavolos we don't. It changed from the time of the Mishnah. The time of the Mishnah, we judged Chavolos only through Mumchim, and Gezelos only through Mumchim, all Gezelos. And that changed Bizman Hazeh, that Bizman Hazeh, we're done Gezelos through Hedyot. You can take someone to Din Torah if he steals from you. And only Gezelos, Shal Yedei Chavolos, if someone's Chayvel, he doesn't pay you, it's just Chavolos. He's calling Gezelos, Shal Yedei Chavolos. That we're not done, that's not Shriach. But Stam Gezelos, that is Shriach, that we are done. So the Ktsais wants to figure out a svara. What changed from the Zman HaMishnah to Zman HaZeh? What changed? So Kshani La'atzmi, what would you say changed? That's the easy way out. Huh? I think people started stealing more. That's what I would understand, no? In the time of Mishnah, stealing wasn't Shriach. The Taisa says, you know, today it's Shriach. And that's what I would understand. I think today Gezelos are a Shriach. Just a Shriach, Gezelos is a person being Mazik Mami Shal Chaveira. To steal Mami Shal Chaveira. And unfortunately, and cheating is also Gezelos. What? Chavolos today, and that's Shriach. Gezel Shaideh Chavos is not so Shriach. Especially with Durim V'Tumim, there has to be something that leaves a lasting disability. I said, I can hear it's not so Shriach. But Stam Gezelis are unfortunately a Shriach. Gezelis, what's Gezelis? Gezelis, somebody uses somebody else's thing without permission, and he makes it worth less. That's Gezelis, no? And they're out stealing. Kshani Latmi, I would assume that. That will have to clarify later. Why don't they say it? Maybe clarify now. Why doesn't the Ksai say the tea has changed? Originally, Gezelis were not Shriach, and today it is Shriach. What does he say? Why would it not be? Isn't it possible people were more honest? Generally thinking, I think in poor societies, stealing is less Shriach, and in rich societies, stealing is more Shriach. I think that's the mitzvah of human beings. In poor societies, people don't have such a need that they have to have it. It's in a rich society, I think Gezelis Moshe. I think that's the mitzvah of Zohar. So it changed.
There were always rich people and poor people.
There were always rich people and poor people. I don't know. The time of the Mishnah was much, no question that it was a poorer society. It couldn't be they were just more honest in the time of the Mishnah.
There were always fees and everything. Every town had their fees and everything.
Every town.
Gemara does this.
Gemara says Ruba Begezel. Ruba Begezel.
All the other bears, they're over the Chum Beis Hamikdash. Begezel, they weren't over anything.
Begezel. Means Mustaver, they were over Begezel also.
Why should it change?
See, that's why Tzitzis doesn't want to go, doesn't want to name on that it changed. One minute. There's man ha-mishnah. Okay, that's gave the Dar of the Churban. The Mishnah could have been 100 years earlier.
It's Shan Mitzias. Then you start climbing every single case now that it's Shan Mitzias.
That's why I was taka wondering. There are two things. It could be that it's just not Mustavit to say Gezelis Wala Shriach, like you're saying. Gemara says Ruben Begezel. But this, I was wondering how it works. Does every generation judge for itself? Like, why am I bothering to go through Gezelis, Chavelis? Like, Shem V'Regel. It says in Shalom, Shem V'Regel HaShriach. In the 21st century, Shem V'Regel HaShriach. Huh? The episode in Shiloh of the Torah and Shem V'Regel.
Doesn't mean
Shriach in society. In a matter of Shem V'Regel HaShriach. Shem V'Regel
HaShriach. In a place where you had animals.
So what would be in our place? Let's say in Brooklyn, New York, someone has a cat, and the cat is Mazik, and they want to go to bed. So you say, I'm not sure how it works. Does it work that 2,000 years ago, when they set up the Shlichus, they made Bez Shal Hadyaitis Shliach B'Shem V'Regel? So even B'Zman HaZeh, Shem V'Regel continues. Or is Pshat that B'Zmanehem, they said whatever Shliach, Shulchan Aruch says what was Shchiach. When they were animals, Shem V'Regel was Shchiach. But then B'Zman HaZeh, it's Takenat Shchiach, Shem V'Regel. So we don't judge. And I don't know the answer to this question, whether, how it works. If it works, every generation decides if it's Shchiach or not Shchiach. Or it works that the original Beis Din goes by whatever the Metzius was in that time. How could you change? So how can you change the shlichus? I would say they made the shlichus for the Dvarim HaShchichim. They said anything that's shliach in your generation, you're a shliach. So today, at Shem V'Regel is not shliach. They didn't make me a shliach. Unless you say no, they made people a shliach for Shem V'Regel, and then the shlichus remains. Depends how they did it. Now if you're going to say that the shlichus stays, that would explain why the Tzais doesn't want to neman the time of the Mishnah, because they also were not shliach. So they weren't that. Nowadays, it is shliach. In the time of Tzais, 1,000 years later, it is shliach. Now we do judge. Maybe the reason the Tzais doesn't want to say it is because it doesn't change. Whatever they made shliach, what they made shliach. They didn't make it, they didn't make. If later Gezelis become more shliach, so maybe it changed. And I'm just remembering, Taisus in Bar Mitzvah says, "Vechasher amamen, vechasher ashvuasa." So Tosfos says that even though in the time of the Gemara, Chasher Amam was Chasher HaShvua, Bizman Hazeh, Chasher Amam is not Chasher HaShvua. Why? Is that Tosfos is Shvua Mochamer to people? Tosfos says, no, Shvua is not Mochamer. Gezeila is more kal. Right? Tosfos says that. Gezeila is more kal to people. Tosfos is changing from the time of the Mishnah to later. So we do find such a thing. Tosfos says that Gezeila became more cooler. The guy, you're going to ask me why? I don't know why. The Tosfos says such a thing that Gezeila became more cooler. So why does the Tosfos want to say that that's the change? Mashal says in the time of the Mishnah it was one way, and the time of Tosfos was a different way. So maybe Gezeila became more calm. Amazing thing, because the time of the Mishnah it says Rubam Begazel. Rife people were chashed on Gezel. And we're saying Bizman Hazeh got worse. What does that do? Strange thing, no? The time of Mishnah is Rubam Begazel. Bizman Hazeh was saying that then it was Lashchiach, it was Rubam Begazel. That's tough. Okay. When I was a kid, and they used to vinch on a bar mitzvah boy, he should be an Erlich Yid. I used to wonder, Erlich Yid means he should be an honest Jew. You think that's what you wish of a bar mitzvah boy, should be an honest Jew, such a small bracha? You wish it, should be a halachacha, or you wish a mayan. Erlich Yid. Then I got older, I realized that being an Erlich Yid is tak in the side. It's not so simple. People keep their head on straight. Erlich Yid. People do things that are petty gezeilas. People think if you outsmart the system, that it's mutter. Right? Buy things, return things. If you outsmart the system, then you're allowed to do it. Very strange. All right. So I don't know. This kishani la'atzmi, if you ask me, how could it was shot in the marsha? Marsha says in the time of the Mishnah, gezeila was not shriach, and time of Tosfos it was shriach. I would learn pshat in the Rashah that the Metzias changed. Lamaisa, the Tzais doesn't learn that way. I don't know anybody who learns that way. So either, you have two choices. Either you could say the Metzias didn't change, or you could say even if the Metzias changes, it doesn't change the din. Whatever shlichus there was, there was. So I don't know which is correct. And it's a big nafkamina. This man is there. Today, we are talking to Eish Shriach. Now, even when they say Eish is Shriach, Bizman Hazeh, I think Bar is still Shriach. But Eish, Bizman Hazeh, is Shriach. I don't think the Mazik of Eish is Shriach. Today we have electricity. In those days, you had Eish everywhere. You had to see in the classroom, you had to light a fire. You were cold, you had to light a fire. Today we have electricity. Eish, Bizman Hazeh, is not Shriach. So it'll be the same question. If you never mind that Bizman Shulchan Aruch with Dan Dine Eish, what about today? Are we Dan Dine Eish today? Does it go by each generation? Or does it work that whatever they made your shliach for, they made your shliach for? I don't know the answer. I don't know what the answer to that is. So Kaponim, getting back to Gezeilos. So the Masha says that Bizmana Mishnah Gezeilos, we were not Dan. It was considered Loi Shriach. And Bizman Hazeh, only Gezeilah Shaideh Chavalis, and not regular Gezeilahs. What changed from the time of the Mishnah to Bizman Hazeh, Zatik Tzais? Tzais brings it from someone, Ron maybe. The Tzais says, what changed? He says, what changed was the amount of Shriach is exactly the same. In the time of the Mishnah, there were Bezdin Shal Smuchim. They existed. And time of the Mishnah, there was still smicha. So what, there was no great need to make hedyaitis a shliach to be done dine gezeilus, because lamaisa it's a tirchah. You have to find the bezin shel smuchim. But there was an eitzah. If somebody stole from you, you had an eitzah. So as much as gezeila is somewhere in between shliach and not shliach, in the time of the Mishnah they said we're not going to tell bezin shel hedyaitis to do it because you have an eitzah. You can go to a Bezin Shel Smuchim. After the Tekufas HaMishnah, when Smicha, they saw Smicha was going to be Bavu, now you have no Eitzah. You can't find someone to go to. So it changed, the threshold of how Shriach it has to be went down. And that's what Taisus is saying, that Bizman Hazeh, if the smich is bottle, they made a shliach for all types of gezeilus. For all types of gezeilus, and that's why Bizman Hazeh were done any type of gezeilah, even though at the time of the Mishnah, they were not, except gezeilah shali dechavala, it's still not shliach. It's dam gezeilah, shliach enough that we're dam Bizman Hazeh, so there was a change from the time of the Mishnah to the time of the for our time.
Maybe they'll
be
there.
What?
Maybe they'll be there with the Zman when they only had both.
The original, which is
there. Maybe the original Gezeira was that when they had both.
What you mean, the Shlichas?
No, the original Gezeira, when did you go to Yaitan? When did you go to Smukhan? That's when they had both Bezman.
The original Takhana was when they had both. That's true.
Maybe when they stopped having a Bezman Smukhan, the Takhana shouldn't apply anymore.
And what should be?
Everything. Kedeta should be able to pass in the whole dinah.
But that's clear in the Gemara, not that way. Sain HaChayvel and Sain Sanhedrin and Gittin, the three Sugis and Shas. It's clear that even Bizman Hazeh, it's only in Dvar Mashrichim and that are both Shriach and Yeshach Sar Kis. So you can't get away from that. That's Gemara.
But everything should be in Bezis.
Everything, really, everything needs a bezus for smuchim, but shufa sayukav
dina. So why, by Gana, do we say that the
in the time of the Mishnah originally? And I have to add, in the time of the Mishnah, there were many yidden lived in Bavel. In Bavel, there was no bezus. You can't give smichim chutzlaretz. You can get smichim in Eretz Yisrael and go to chutzlaretz. You could have a bezus for smuchim in chutzlaretz, but there's no giving. Smichim can only be given in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why there was an earlier tkufa. Even when there was a bezin shal smuchim, but when there was nesmaye the smicha, there was a tkufa where shufasayu dekamay kavdinon, where there was a smicha, but afal bekein since it wasn't shriach and bavel, the meishluchim. Then when it was bottle, like this mashar and this ran, they added to it. They added more cases that they could do the shluchas, but everything no, can't do it. The Ktsais Tain is on this Marsha, who says that there were two tkufas in Shlichasayu. There was a tkufa at the time of the Mishnah. They made a shliach for a limited number of things. There's a tkufa Bizman Hazeh that they made for more things. He Tain is that you cannot say that that's Shitas Taisis. It might be Shitas Haran, but it's not Shitas Taisis. Based on our Taisis. Our Taisus here says Prat Lebezin Shaladyaitis, and Taisus says that all of the things in our Mishnah are things that a Bezin Shaladyaitis could judge, because we know there's Manazeh Bezin judges Shein and Regel, and we'll see Taisus hold Shein Regel Eishin Bar, all of the Arbonus Nezikin. Taisus holds that Bezin does judge. So, Frek Taisus, how can you learn Pshat in the Mishnah? Prat LeBezin Shalad Yaitis, we know we judge all these things. That was Taisus' cash. Zaktik Tzais, Taisus should have answered, Bizman Hazeh, we judge Shein and Regel and Eishin Bar. But Zman HaMishnah Shani, if the Marsha says it's true, so Taisus should have answered, Gemara is going on the Mishnah. In the time of the Mishnah, we judged fewer things. We didn't judge Shein and Regel. We didn't judge Eishin Bar. Bizman Hazeh, we judge because it's a separate level. So in the time of the Mishnah, could be that the Mishnah is good. You need a Bezin Shel Mumchin because in time of the Mishnah, you needed a Bezin Shel Mumchin. What's Taisus asking from Zman Hazeh, from the Gemara Nachayvel that says Zman Hazeh, we judge? It's a separate Tkufa. The time of the Gemara, there was no Smicha. Time in the Mishnah it was. If your Mishnah and Gemara are different, so then what's Taisus Kasha? The Mishnah says you need a Bezdin Shel Lafuke Bezdin Shel Yaitis. That says you need a Bezdin Shel Smuchim. Maybe you need a Bezdin Shel Smuchim because in time in the Mishnah you need a Bezdin Shel Smuchim for more things. So the Taisus, our Taisus, you see that there's no difference man a Mishnah b'zman hazeh. Therefore, he's not happy with the Marsha's Chiddush. That there's a difference, the Mashal says in it to Taisus, there's a difference between Zman HaMishnah and Zman HaZeh. And therefore, when Taisa says gezelos means gezelos shal yedei chavalos, the Ketzai says Taisa meant it in this manner Mishnah too. That only gezelos shal yedei chavalos. So that's the Ketzaisis of Cotton Gimel. That's his raya from our Taisis that it did not change from this Zman HaMishnah to Zman HaZeh. So what do we come away with? That again, Chavolos were not done except Sheves and Ripoy. Gezelos, the Mishnah says we're not done. And Taisis holds that we are done. So Taisis obviously learned the Mishnah Gezelos Shaydei Chavolos. So the way the Taisis is ending up is a Machlokes is Rishayim. If Bizman Hazeh were done Gezelos, done Gezelos, even though it seems to be a Mishnah says you're not, the Taisis says you are. So Bizman Hazeh, it remains a Machlokes. If we're done Bizman Hazeh, Gezelos, and Taka the Loshon of Shulchan Aruch is Yesh Oimrim, Shein done Gezelos Bizman Hazeh, says the Loshon Yesh Oimrim in the Ramah. With Ketzais is going on. So it's a machlaikis. If Bizman Hazeh were done, Gezelos or not, whether we can force someone to within Torah over Gezelos. So we covered Chavolos for Gezelos, which are both Adam and Mazik. Momen Amazik. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that Shein v'regel ashchiach v'dam bizman hazeh, karen v'dam shchiach v'natam. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Eishin bar. So the Shach, in, I think it was the Cotton Bays, says that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, because bar and eish aloi shchichi, and we're not dan bar bizman hazeh. We're not dan bar bizman hazeh. The Sivas passing like the Shach. It's not a stick of halacha. It's a klal cheshemish, but if the Shach and the Sivas agree on anything, it's pretty much a klal that we pass in that way. And therefore, bizman hazeh, you can't force someone in a din Torah of dinei bar, which is again not a well known thing. That if there's a din Torah of a bar, you can't force. If somebody, honest people, will anyway try to pay because you have to pay lots of yedei shemayim. But bar and eish are considered to be lo shchichi. Frektik tzais, again from our taisus. Again, you have to have klar what taisus is saying. It's a two-line taisus. Our taisus is saying that all of the things that are in the Mishnah of Arba Avos Nezikin, you do judge in a bezin shel adyaitis. That's why taisus asks, why am I being mamayit? Taisus is not mamayit anything from our Mishnah. That means all the four Avos Nezikin of our Mishnah, if the Mishnah is Shein and Regel, this is going on the Yomatan Shol Raglim Avolashina, so our Mishnah is Shein, Regel, Eishin Bar, those four Nezikin, Taisus says, we are done. And therefore the Ketzais argues with the Shach, and the Ketzais holds that Bizman Hazeh, we are done the Mazik of Bar and Eish, and there's at least one Shuba Sefer the Shvus Yaakov that passes like the Ketzais. So even though I said probably the Halach is like the Shach and the Sivas, but the Machlekes HaPaiskim and Lachayra from our Taisvis is a Raya, a very stark Raya against the Shach, as our Taisvis is saying that all the things in our Mishnah with Dambiz Manazeh. So Kapanim, we covered all of the Shriyachtika cases, right? What else is there? There's Adam Amazik, which is Chavolos. Chavolos, Adam, actually I have to add one thing. Adam Shehizik Mamin is definitely Shriyach. That no one talks about, it's in Shulchan Aruch, no one argues. For a man to be Mazik someone else's Mamin, it's Shriyach, it happens. You break someone's thing, you make his clothing dirty. Adam Shehizik Mamin is a Shriyach. Adam shehizik Adam, that's chavalos. That was saying is not shchiyach, except for sheves and ripoy. And gezelos, so that's machlokes of shchiyach. Those are three types of Adam amazik. Adam shehizik mamon, Adam shehizik Adam, and gezeilas. Momen amazig, so shar azizi shein v'regal ashriach, karen is not. And baranei shar machlekes now between the ktsais and against the shach of the sefus. I think those are all the cases. You can think of any other cases of Dinei Torah. I mean, havois is a cheshchiyah. Hidois v'havois, people do business transactions, is a cheshchiyah. So that's basically the covers all the bases.
Is
it a machlekes and metzias? What do you think?
That's what it seems
like. I'll tell you a klal. I was once by Ramesha, and a bacher was grabbed, looked like a masifta age boy. He asked Ramesha if in Shas you could have a machlekes and metzias. Is it possible in the Gemara you should have machlekes and metzias? So Ramesha told him that there's no machlekes in Shas and machlekes and metzias. But if you're learning and it looks like a machlekes and metzias, you shouldn't spend too much time, you should go back to it. That's what Ramesha told him. It's really a Rashba. The Rashba says, Machlek is if Yesh begidin benois in tam. If Gid Anasha has taste. Machlek is in the Gemara. Yesh begidin benois in tam. Ain't begidin benois in tam. So the Rashba in Pesachim asks, is it Machlek is in Metzias? Can't be. So he says a Pshat. So what's a Pshat? How would you understand the Machlek is if Yesh begidin benois in tam or ain't begidin benois in tam? If Gid Anasha has taste, doesn't have taste. It's not a Machlek is in Metzias. How would you learn? Huh? Gid Anasha has a certain amount of time. Is that called time? Well, that's not called time. That's a machlokes. The Rashi says it slightly differently. But basically, that's what he says. So, Ramosha asked this bacha, what sugya are you up to? He came to ask him. So he told him, he's learning subis, the sugya of dam mifkit pakir or dam chabure mechber. It's machlokes of dam besulim. It's dam chabure mechber. It's like a regular chabura. It's the blood in Baisimachim, like normal blood, or is it not normal blood? Sounds like a machlekes and metzias. So Moshe told him, and this is the mahalach on all the machlekes, that the dam besulim is definitely different than regular dam. The question is if that difference is enough to make dam mifkid pakid, that doesn't have a din of a chabura on Shabbos, or if it is a chabura on Shabbos, the metzias is zicha, a different metzias. The question is how different. The same thing if there's a machlekes, if bar shchiach. Okay, this is already a machlekes achrayim. Machrayim could have machlekes and metzias. We only have a Kabbalah that in Shas is not. But it doesn't have to be machlekes and metzias. It could be bar is a certain amount of shchiach. The question is that enough to be called shchiach or not enough to be called shchiach? It would seem to be a machlekes. What?
Kabbalah.
If what?
Kabbalah. The year when it's the hidden the kind
of bar. If hevel is mazik, there's no question hevel causes a certain amount of hezek. The machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is are you chayiv on karka oilam? When you fall into the bottom of the bar and the karka oilam hurts you, it's halacha shayla. So there's no shayla that the karka hurts the person who falls in or the animal falls in. Question: are you chayiv for that, or are you only chayiv if there's also hevel which contributes? Rav holds that in the karka oilam you can't be chayiv. You only chayiv the hevel which contributes. Shmuel says that's not karka oilam. You dug it. You created it. So we have a kasha on the shach from Tosfos here that Tosfos seems to say klar that bar and eish are in fact shchichi. Bar and eish are shchiach enough, and we are mitzvah liashiv. I looked in the Tabas HaChayshin from Scheinberg, and he says a very geshmak teretz on the Tosfos Raya. The way he gets to it is he brings in Imre Bina. The Imre Bina has nothing to do with the Ktsais. The Imre Bina learns Tysis. Let's just learn the first three words, four words of Tysis. Prat lebezdin hegyaitis. The Gemara says that certain things we don't judge in the bezdin shel hegyaitis. Piresha kontris linyan dine knosis. What's missing? The Imre Bina yes akasha on the first five words of Tysis. Pirish HaKunshus Linyan Dine Knossos. Right, the Bezdin Shel Hegyet does not judge Dine Knossos. What's missing? What's missing in Tysis? Huh? Not a trick question. Huh? It's missing. Why doesn't Tosfos say prat l'dine knosis uprat l'dvarim d'lo shchichim? Right, we are judging today not dine knosis and not things that are not shchiach. Why does Tosfos say l'nyan dine knosis? The truth is, you see, it's a chiddush because he says perish akuntris. Why say perish akuntris? It's a gemara in Achayvul. It's a gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Gittin. That bezin hejaitis are not dan knosis. Perish akuntris l'nyan dine knosis. Why doesn't he say l'nyan dvarim that are not shchiach? Why doesn't he bring a bezin shel hedyit? That's the aside we're learning today. There are two things bezin is not judging: dvarim that are not shchiach, and dvarim shein bem chasar kis, which means knas. Why does Tosfos only bring one? Zaktim Rebina says beautifully. He says, at the end of the Mishnah, it says hana nizik v'amazik b'tashlumin, which we understand to mean that there a mazik has a din. Lotse sidei shemayim to pay things without a bezdin. If you're mazik someone without a bezdin, you're mechuyev to pay. It's true. If you shlof sidei bezdin, bezdin forces you. But 99% of the time, if you're mazik someone, you just take money out of your pocket and you pay him. You don't need a bezdin. And nizik v'hamazik b'tashlumin. That is coming to be marba that lotse sidei shemayim without calling to bezdin, you should pay. Zatim Rebina, since the Mishnah is talking about things he's supposed to pay without going to Bezdin, so it's only Prat Ladine Knosis. The only thing we're excluding is Knas, because Knas without Bezdin is no Knas. But things that are not Shriach, even Karen, things that are not Shriach that are not Knosis, if you hold Pagamus, there's not a Knas. Any Hezik that's not Shriach, like Bar, the Shach says, Bar and Eish are not Shkiyach. Bar and Eish are not Shkiyach. Why does it say here, Linyan Bar ve'Eish? Because Bar and Eish, you're supposed to pay Lotzi Sidei Shemayim. If you light a fire for Lila and it burns somebody else's chayfits, you are supposed to pay. That's why Tosfos says that this Mishnah is only Memayit Dinei Knasos. Because the other Mazikim that are not a Knas, you're supposed to pay Lotzi Sidei Shemayim. As they state, Nimrei Bina, Pshat and Taisis, just Pasha Pshat and Taisis. Linya Prat with Knossos, why not Prat everything else? Because our Mishnah is talking Latzis Yidei Shemayim, and Latzis Yidei Shemayim you're supposed to pay anyway. So for Scheinberg, the way Nimrei Bina learned Taisis, the Taisis Raya falls away. Ktsai said that we see from Taisis that Eishin Bar Yadam Bizman Azeh, because Taisis Prat Ladinik Knossos, all the things in our Mishnah we do judge Bizman Azeh. The Mishnah is not talking about it. So it's a Raya, we do judge Bar and Eish. Zakt, the Sarah Scheinberg says it's not true. Dim Rebina is saying that everything in our Mishnah, Yechayiv Latzis Yidei Shemayim, except Dinei Knossos. And Dinei Knossos are not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Shein Regel, Bar and Eish. There's no Dinei Knossos. That's Taisis Lashon. I've got Nisan Le'ayri B'Knossos. This doesn't say Nisan Le'ayri B'Dvarim Shein Donu B'Zman Hazeh. It's a very geshmak teretz on the Ktsos's Raya that our Mishnah is only excluding Knossos, and that's it. It's a very geshmak teretz. Al Kaponim, these are the dinim that are, when you say these dinim are not shriach, it's not shriach that people know these dinim. I was once sitting in a meeting, and there was a rather Rosh Hashiva there, and there was an issue that had to do with mazik of bar, and the discussion was to be tevei the person to din taira, and I asked the question that we're not dan bar v'zman, you can't be tevei bar v'zman azeh. And somebody went to get a Fesha Mishpat. Because it was not a known thing that Bari and the Bechlal, the Alarim Azikim, were not Dambizman. You can't be Tevea someone to Barbizman Azeh, even though it's a Machlaikis. The Ktsai says that you could. The Shach and the Siva say you can't. The rule in Dine Mammon is the Nitva could say Kimli. The Nitva could say Kimli, I want it to go my way. And he could certainly, the Shach, I told you, we pass him generally. Shach and the Siva agree, we generally pass him like that. You can't be Teveya Bar Bizman Azeh. You can't force someone into a din Torah. If a person is honest, he'll pay anyway. But you can't force somebody to pay. Bar is not a known din. And if you're ahead of me, you should take out Siman Shulchan Chayshimish, but Siman Aleph, if you're prepared for tomorrow's shir, or even if you're not, to take time to prepare and take out Chayshimish, but Siman Aleph, just look at Siman Aleph. To list basically what we discussed today, are the first few Seifim in Siman Aleph. So Zion, which I didn't get to, we're going to discuss on that Tesvav. Now the next Gemara, Al Pi Eidin, the Mishnah says you do Al Pi Eidin. Let me just.